Shonaka continued, there is no one who knows more than the Supreme Lord himself. No one is more worshipable or more mature a yogi than he. He is therefore the master of the Vedas, and to hear about him always is the actual pleasure of the senses.
Nahi yatsa basmana pungshan barimna sarajogina vishito sutadevasya bhuri kripanti me athava So, we have been discussing about the incarnation of Kapil Dev, Devahuti Putra Kapil Dev, the propounder of Sankhya Yoga. In the previous verse, he has been explained as Bhagavan Atmamaya. Bhagavan, Bhaga means opulence, and Ban means one who possesses, Bhagavatsal. In Sanskrit, when the meaning is one possesses, then these pratyas are used, mat pratyaya, mat pratyaya. So, the real word is Bhagavat Shabda, and the first word is Bhagavan. So, Bhagavan means opulence. So, all the opulences are there in Bhagavan. It is in the said in the Vedas, Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Chetuji Bhunam Vidudasi Kamam. What is that Bhagavan's opulence? This is Ekojo Bahunam Vidadati Kama. Bhagavan, singular number. And Nitya, Nityanam, and Nityanam, plural number. So these jivas, we are plural number. Jiva bhava savijnya sa anantaya kalpate. How many jivas are there is no limit, nobody can count. Ananta. Ananta means you cannot get the limit. And so many millions or so many thousands, no. You cannot count. So all these jivas, we, living entities, we are being maintained by that one. This is basic information. Just like we maintain our family. One man is earning and he is maintaining his family. Wife, children, servants, dependents, workers, so many. Similarly, that one, Bhagavan is maintaining all the living entities. You do not know how many there are. In Africa, there are millions of elephants. They are also eating 40 kg at one time. So then they are also being maintained. And the small ant, that is also being maintained. There are 8,400,000 forms of different bodies. Who is maintaining them? Maintaining Bhagavan, the Rekha. Rekha Jogunam Vidhati comes. This is a fact. So why he will not maintain us? Especially those who are devotees. Who have taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, leaving aside everything, simply for his service. Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement. We have got more than 100 centers, and one center we are just reading from the statement of Navabharat Times. How they are well managed, but we have no business. We have no source of income. That is the only source of income. Krishna's shelter. Samasthita ji padavallabham prabhu. Therefore, Shastra says that you take shelter of Krishna. Krishna comes also to say the same truth. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaje. He never says that you do this and do that, then I shall give you for your maintenance. No. Aham tva sarva pape bhavukkhasi. Not only I shall give maintenance, but I shall protect you from the resultant action of sinful life. So much assurance is there. So, Shastra also says, satsaiva hetu prajati ta kovida nalabhati jat bhamatamu parajadha satsaiva hetu prajati ta kovida. Kovida means intelligent. Very intelligent person. So what should he try for? Tashaiva hetu. To get shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Human life should only endeavor how to get in touch of the lotus feet of Krishna. That should be the only one business. Tashaiva hetu prajati ta kovida. Na labhate jat bhamatam parajadha. Let them sing. Uparajadha. Upari adha. Upari means higher planetary system. There are 7 planetary system. This is in the middle. We are in the bhulo. Those who are chanting that Srimantanam bhul bhuvasat tasavitu barannam bharga dhivasta dhimai. So, there are 14 planetary systems within one universe. So, we living entities, we are wandering in different types of forms of body and in different planets. That we are, according to our karma, sometimes down, sometimes up. In this way, we are wandering. That Shastra says, they say, you are wandering in this way. Your business is how to become materially happy, how to satisfy your senses. But don't do that. Don't do that. Then, what shall I do? Tatsaiva hetu. How to understand Krishna? For that purpose you should endeavor. Then how shall I eat? No. That eating and sleeping, the business of the body, that is already arranged. That is already arranged. You don't have to work for it. Kalena sarvatra gavirana. తల్లభతి దుఃఖ మదన్న సుఖం అవర్ ఎండెవరీ టు అచీవ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ దట్ ఈస్ అవర్ స్ట్రగుల్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ శాస్త్ర తల్లభతి దుఃఖవత్ దుఃఖవత్ మీన్స్ దట్ వి డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీథింగ్ అన్హ్యాపీ ఆర్ మిజరబుల్ కండిషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ But you get it. You don't endeavor it for it. Nobody says, let there be fire in my house, let my child die. Nobody. As far as these things, everyone thinks my child may be, there may not be any danger, I will get so much money. Nobody thinks of the opposite. But the opposite number comes. The catastrophe comes. You don't pray for it. You don't go to the temple for praying, my Lord, let there be fire in my house. Nobody goes. He goes for something better. The Shastra says that which you do not pray for, still it comes. Dukkhavat. Without your invitation. Similarly, whatever happiness you have to enjoy, that will also come. తల్లభతే దుఃఖ వదన్నతి సుఖం దేర్ఫోర్ ది కన్క్లూషన్ ఇస్ దట్ డోంట్ ట్రై ఫర్ యువర్ సో కాల్డ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఆర్ సో కాల్డ్ డిస్ట్రెస్ ట్రై టు అచీవ్ దట్ పొజిషన్ వేర్ యూ క్యాన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ గెట్ షెల్టర్ అట్ హిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ దిస్ ఇస్ హ్యూమానిటీ తస్కైవ హి తప్రజతి తపో విద న లభతే తద్ భ్రమతాం ఉపజతి Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Rupa Goswami, Evi rupe brahmanda bhamite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. We are wandering in this way, up and down. Brahmanda bhamite. Brahmanda bhamite kono bhagavan ji. If one is fortunate, he can get the information of devotional service to Krishna. He gets this information. So, this assembly, this Krishna consciousness movement, is an attempt to make people fortunate. From the unfortunate position to become fortunate. Everyone is unfortunate. At least in this age. Manda sumanda mandayo, sumanda matayo, manda bhagya. Now see, everyone, everywhere, there is simply problem. There is simply problem. One problem in one country, another problem in another country. There is strife, there is government, there is even the president. And he also has to make so many problems. At the end, she has to be dragged down. Now he is going to die in the hospital. What to speak of others? The problem. Only for. Therefore, everyone is unfortunate. This is the conclusion. You may think that I am very fortunate. President Nixon was thinking, I am very fortunate, I have become the President of the United States. But now he is realizing, I am the most unfortunate. This is for everyone. Don't think the only culprit is President Nixon, and I am very safe. That there is a Bengali proverb, Bhute pore gobor hase. Gobor means cow dung. And bhute means, what it's called in English, the dry cow dung. The dry cow dung is used for fuel. So when the dry cow dung is being burned into the oven, the soft cow dung is laughing, or you are being burned, I am in Shetra. He does not know that when he will be dry, he will be put into the fire. So we are laughing that President Nixon is in trouble. I am very sad. I got so much bank back. No, nobody is sad. They as like they say, cow dung soft. When it will be dried up, it will be put into the pot. And that dryness will come to everyone. That is a fact. What is that? Death. You may be saved at the present for a few years, but you cannot avoid death as sure as death. And what is the result of death? The same as the president is taken out from his position, everything, all honor, all money, all even life. Similarly, at the time of death, Krishna says, Mrityu sarva harasya aham. I come as death and plunder everything, whatever you have got. Your bank balance, your skyscraper building, your nice wife, your children, you have to give up. You cannot say, my dear death, kindly give me some time, let me adjust. No adjustment immediately. Get out. So, foolish people, they do not know what is the miserable condition of this material life. Therefore, Krishna says, real knowledge is janma mrityu jarabhyadhi, to know. That however great I may be, these four principles are miserable condition of life. Yeah. It is existing in the Brahma loka, in the Patal loka, everywhere. Sarvat. Gavira Rambhasa. Jalya kallabhati dukha badanna tattukham kalena sarvatra gavira Rambhasa. In the due course of time. This is the most wonderful thing. That is, that was questioned by Dharmaraj to Maharaj Yudhishthir. What is the most wonderful thing in this world? He said, Ahani, ahani, gacchanti, jamamandir. Every moment, so many people have died. Sheshasthitamichanti kimastajam matapparam. But those who are living, he thinks that my friend has died, but I will live forever. No, the same thing. Being soft powder will be dried up. Have the same condition. So, Bhagavan is not like that person. Therefore it is said, Bhagavan Atmaya. And Bhagavan, we come here to stay for some days. Stay 50 years, for 100 years. Enjoy or suffer life. But Bhagavan does not come for that purpose. Namaṁ karmani nimpanti. That is stated in the previous verse. And in the second verse, it is father. Nahi jasya barmana. Nobody is greater than him. Bhagavan means, the person, nobody is greater than him. And nobody is equal to him. That is Bhagavan. Everyone is lower. The Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Ekola Ishwar Krishna Arsabhritta. Arsabhritta. Only one master is Krishna. And others, beginning from Brahma, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, Indra, Chandra, all these demigods, there are hundreds and thousands, 33 million demigods. And then, this Naraloka, there are so many rich men, Rakhidhalar, Ford, Birla, and others. They are all bhiktas, all servants. When Krishna will order, my dear Mr. Satanta, now give up your place, go ahead. Finish. So therefore they are all servants. This is the position beginning from Brahma down to the end. जस्तिन्द्र गोप मसवेन्द्र महोश कर्म बंधानुरूप फल भाजन आसन होती कर्माणि निर्दहती किंतु भक्ति भाजा गोविंद नमादि पुरुषम तमहम Everyone is enjoying a seven, the sequence of his karma. Just to Gopa, Indra Gop, a small insect, its name is Indra Gop, beginning from this Indra, up to the, that Indra, the king of heaven. Everyone is enjoying and suffering about his karma. Jasindra Gopa Matavendra Maha Sakarma. Sakarma, one's own activities, we are creating. We are creating our next body in this life. As your birth, this life, as a resultant action of my past karma, similarly, I am creating another body after death on account of my present karma. This is why. So, we should work in such a way that we may not get another body in this life. That is what. That is wanted. And how it can be done? It can be done very easily. What is that? Simply try to understand Krishna. Simply try to understand. This is the simple method. Janma karma me dibma. Je janati tattata. Tattata deham punat janma neiti mameiti. Very simple. And to understand Krishna is very difficult. Yes, it is very difficult. But it is very easy also. How? Now, Krishna says, Bhakta Mam Abhijanati. If you become devotee of Krishna, then you understand Krishna very easily. Krishna does not say, by jnana, by karma, by yoga, you can understand. No. That is not possible. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabhita. He is, it is stated here, that Bhrishna Sarvajogina. There are many divine varieties of yogi, and he is the greatest yogi. Therefore, he is known as Yogeshwara, Yatra Yogeshwara Hari. See, he is far, far above all yogic processes. The yogis, they can show you some magic. The yogi can walk over the water. There are so many, animal or nima siddhi. But see, Krishna's yogi mystic power, that big, big planets, they're floating in the air. Can you do this? Can you float in a small piece of stone? Floating in the air. The sea, therefore it is said here, Bhrishna Sarva Yogina. What yogis can? This ordinary yogis can show. Of course, we are foolish person. If some yogi shows some mystic power, a little gold he can manufacture, we accept him as God. But he forgets. The real yogi who has created millions of gold mines floating in the air. So, we Krishna conscious person, we are not so fool that we shall accept this kind of yogi as Bhagavan. We want the former yogi. But what is now Sarva Yogi? That Krishna. Yogita. We accept him. As the Supreme Personality of God. Because why? Now, because we are trying to become devotee. And Krishna says, Bhakta Mam Abhijanati Javan Yasyami Tattata Tatomam Yatra Tattata that device. So, very simple process. First thing is, the problem of life is how to conquer our death. We are now accepting death as compulsory. No, death is not compulsory. It's like to be put into the prison house is not compulsory. It is due to my work. Because I have become criminal, therefore I am put into the jail. It is not compulsory that everyone has to go to the jail. That is not. So similarly, we living entities, our proper place is the Vaikuntha Loka. Parastatmasu bhavanna bhakta bhakta sanata. Jad bhaktyana nivartante tad dhamam paramam. Everything is there. You can have eternal blissful life of knowledge. Satchidananda. It is not compulsory that you shall rot in this material world. But if you like, you can go there. The easiest process is janma karma me dibbam jujanati tattva. You try to understand Krishna, why he comes, what are his activities, where from he comes, why he comes in the form of a human being. You try to understand, study, and Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. So where is your dividend? God is personally explaining what he is. If you accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, then after giving up this body, tapta deham punarjanma, nama birth and death, you get your spiritual body, Satchidananda Vigraha, and happily live in the family of Krishna, because he is also providing you here, and there also he will provide you a very nice preparation, as you have learned from these, what is that, Navbharat times, how our people are eating preparation from milk very nicely. So, back to home, back to Godhead, and eat, drink, and be merry in Krishna's company. That is all. Thank you very much.